Bate College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash, and I'm your host, Will Moustakakis. So today, I had a whole show planned out. I had a playlist. It's gonna be great. It was called Rock and Roll, obviously celebrating the passing of the late Chuck Berry. It was songs all about rock and roll. But at 1 o'clock, an hour ago, I realized I really want to play that playlist. You can go look at it. It's on my Spotify if you really want to listen, but I'm not sure how many people would actually want to listen to that. But anyway, I went for a different route today. I'm going to be playing a playlist I call Death with Dignity. Obviously it's about death.
Sounds sad.
It is sad, Peter. It is sad. But it's my show, so I get to do that. Celebrating deaths both in the real world, not the real world, but the outside world, like Chuck Berry, and deaths in my personal life. Anyway, here we go. We're gonna start off with the namesake of the episode, being "Death with Dignity," a song by Sufjan Stevens. Off his, I want to say it is a 2015 album. His 2015 album, Carrie and Lowell. Great album, great track. That's why I named my show after it. Peter's going to leave me, because he's a bum who doesn't like to listen to my radio show. Also, he has computer science homework. Anyway, here we go. Enough stalling. Death with Dignity, Sufjan Stevens. Let's go.
Silence, I can hear you, but I'm afraid to be near you, and I don't know where to begin, and I don't know where to begin. Somewhere in the desert, there's a forest and an acre before us, but I don't know where to begin, but I don't know where to begin. Again, I lost my strength completely. Oh, be near me, tired old mare with the wind in your hair. Amethyst and flowers on the table. Is it real or a fable? Well, I suppose a friend is a friend, and we all know how this will end. Chimney swift that finds me, be my keeper. Silhouette of a cedar. What is that song you sing for the dead? What is that song you sing for the dead? I see the signal searchlight strike me in the window and of my room. Well, I got nothing to prove. Well, I got nothing to prove. See us again.
That was Death with Dignity by Sufjan Stevens, off his really good 2015 album, Carrie and Lowell. I've suggested it last time that I played, what song did I play off Carrie and Lowell? 4th of July, another great song, also about death. That whole album is basically about death. I mentioned it last time I played him, but it's about the death of his mother, Carrie. It's very sad. Anyway, not all the songs are sad today, but most of them are. I mean, it's about death. What did you really expect? Anyway, up next I have one of the saddest songs I think I've ever heard. This is actually a cover, but I had a real debate with myself about if I should play this cover that I'm about to play, or if I should play the original version, which is also very good. But this is one of the few times that I think the cover version of a song actually surpasses the original. It's Hurt by Johnny Cash, originally written by Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails. Nine Inch Nails are very good, but Johnny Cash. You can't beat Johnny Cash. Anyway, so have a listen. If you like it, great. If you don't, that's tough. Oh, also, I recently went to see Logan, and this was used in the trailer for Logan, I believe. And I was really looking forward to seeing it, like, hearing it, because I assumed, like, usually when they play a song in the trailer, they play it at the end credits, but they didn't play it at the end credits, which kind of bummed me out. But that's okay. That's okay. I got on with my life. And, so I'm going to play Hurt by Johnny Cash. Enough stalling. I said I wouldn't stall anymore, and then I started stalling more, and I'm stalling right now. So I'm going to stop. Johnny Cash, Hurt. Here we go.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in. And you could have it all, my empire.
That was Hurt by Johnny Cash. Obviously about him losing all of his friends to death, and most specifically his closest friend being his wife. The music video for that song makes it pretty clear that he's singing about his wife. Anyway, yeah, that song is very emotional for me because I associate it with certain events that happened in my life. But I'm not going to go there. I'm gonna keep going on. Next song, no stalling, but I'm going to stall. Anyway, the next song is Lazarus by David Bowie off his 2016 and final album, Black Star. I really wanted to play Black Star because I think, I like Lazarus, but I like Black Star better. It's probably a better song about death. But anyway, Black Star is 10 minutes long. So that would kind of eat into most of my time. That's a sixth of my time right there, and I can't really afford that. So instead, I could afford it if I just cut out all this rambling. I might think about doing that. But anyway, here's Lazarus, 6 minutes and 22 seconds of Lazarus. Still a long song, but it's worth it, trust me. Here we go.
I was living like a king.
That was Lazarus by David Bowie off his last album, Black Star. Actually, that was his last album, but then he, I think it was 1 year after his passing, or no, was it 1 year after his birthday? I don't know. I think it would have been his 70th birthday was when they released it. But he released a new EP. Well, he didn't release it. A new David Bowie EP was released this year, actually. No Plan. And the title track is really good. The other tracks aren't bad either. I definitely recommend you going to listen to that. If you're a David Bowie fan, if you're a music fan in general, David Bowie is one of the pillars of music, in my opinion. And therefore, I think you should go listen to it. Give it a listen. It's well worth your time. Anyway, up next, we've got a song by Modest Mouse off their 2004, I want to say. I want to say it's a 2004 album. Good News for People Who Love Bad News. I know I played a song off that album 2 weeks ago, I think, when my last show, I believe I played. What song did I play? I think I played This Devil's Work Day. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because horns. That was my theme of my last episode. Anyway. Today we're talking about death, and Ocean Breathes Salty by Modest Mouse, one of the singles off that album, actually. It's a great song. It's definitely about death, which you'll be hearing now if you've never heard the song before. I really hope you enjoy it. Modest Mouse have great lyricism. Their wordplay is good. Their lyrics are just very clever. And they've got a certain delivery of, what's his name? Oh, why can't I remember his name? I can't remember the lead singer's name. Why can't I remember his name? Anyway, he's got a great singing voice, and the way he sings is very distinct, and I love it. So I hope you will too. Here we go. Ocean Breathes Salty by Modest Mouse.
In my head, in my heart, in my soul. me. You get away from me. Well, that is that. This is this. Will you tell me what you saw? And I'll tell you what you missed when the ocean met the sky. You wasted life. Why wouldn't you waste the afterlife?
That was Ocean Breathe Salty by Modest Mouse. Obviously, a song dealing with death, in a very kind of, like, religious way, I'd say. Like, not religious, but, like, it's about the belief of death. Like, what happens to you after death? Who really knows? Unless you've died and you wanna tell me what happens after death, I'd be all ears. Anyway, up next, I'm going to play a song that's kind of about death. I don't know. It's my show. All these songs do fit loosely within my theme. I did make this playlist in like an hour, so forgive me. Anyway, up next we have Airbag by Radiohead off their 1998 classic album. I think it's 1998. I really should check the years of these albums. Here, I'm gonna go check right now. What year was OK Computer? 97. Oh, 1 year off. Anyway. Their 1997 classic, experimental, boundary-pushing album, OK Computer. Quite a good LP. If you haven't heard it, what are you doing with your life? It's one of the greatest albums. It's one of my favorite albums, I should say. You're entitled to your own musical opinion. Anyway, Airbag by Radiohead. Here we go.
Thank you.
That was Airbag by Radiohead, and that's one of the songs on this playlist that's not, like, head-on about death, but it's just the way he approaches the song, you know? An airbag saved his life, and he, like, he's not sure how he feels about that, you know? Like, it's so lucky. He's so lucky to be alive. He narrowly escaped death. I'm rambling now. I really have to stop doing this. But anyway, he's really lucky to escape death, and he doesn't know how to feel about that. I think that's a really good reflection of how I would feel in that situation, you know? If an airbag saved my life, but say someone else in the car was not so lucky. Anyway, hitting too close to home. Up next, we got a more upbeat track, maybe a little less sad, but a very matter-of-fact track. It's very matter-of-fact in the way it deals with, you know, death. And, you know, no, you don't know, because I haven't even told you what track it is. Why do you guys even listen? I don't know. Anyway, the next track is Somebody Got Murdered by The Clash. Their album, what year? 1980, is it? Yes, I got one right. You can calm down. I got one right. Their 1980 album, double album, or was it triple? I think it might have been a triple album. Stanzanista. It's 36 tracks. Yeah, 36 tracks. Over 2 hours. I'm pretty sure it was a triple album, which is absolutely insane. The Clash, one of my favorite bands. Obviously, the show is called Radio Clash after the song This Is Radio Clash by The Clash. So, obviously, I'm a pretty big fan of The Clash. I hope you are too, but if you're not, I can't really understand that. I was going to say I can understand, but really I can't. I can't understand that, but that's just me. Anyway, Somebody Got Murdered by The Clash off Sandinista. Here we go.
Sounds like
Yeah, so that was Somebody Got Murdered by The Clash. The title and, like, the whole song, really, just kind of give off this very matter-of-fact vibe. Like, it sounds kind of like, if you know John Steinbeck, he wrote Of Mice and Men, and the original title of Mice and Men is Something That Happened. It kind of reminds me of that. Like, it's just something that happened, you know? Somebody got murdered. That's all that happened. And then the police come, and they sweep away, and they don't know who did it, but they just tell everyone to move on with their lives. And they clean it up, and it's like nothing ever happened. But on a lighter note, in that song, you can hear a dog barking, and that is an actual dog. The drummer, Topper Hedden, they used his dog, I think, or they recorded his dog, and they put it in the track, which I thought was very, very cool. Up next, it's gonna be a sad one. It's gonna be Joy Division's track, New Dawn Fades, off their 1979 album. Yeah, 1979. Yes, I'm two in a row. I got two in a row. That's pretty amazing. Their 1979 album, Unknown Pleasures. You've definitely seen a shirt of this album cover somewhere. It's a great shirt. But it's everywhere, and I kind of don't like it because it kind of takes away from the legacy of the album. But hey, I can't complain. I have one of those shirts, too. Unknown Pleasures. Unknown Pleasures is the LP it came off of. New Dawn Fades is the song. I'll talk more about it after the song. Here we go. New Dawn Fades by Joy Division.
Direction.
That was New Dawn Fades from Joy Division. I don't think I really need to explain that one to you. It's very clearly a song about a man who has a lot on his mind and is contemplating doing terrible things. Anyway, we're gonna move on from that one. That's such a depressing song. Anytime I listen to Joy Division, usually I feel depressed going in. Usually that's why I'm listening to Joy Division. Anyway, up next we got a more upbeat song, but still not what I would call a happy song. We have Why Do I Keep Counting by The Killers off their, I'm not even going to guess what year. Okay, I just looked. It's a 2006 album, Sam's Town, which in my opinion is probably the best Killers album. I used to think it was Hot Fuss, but over the past, I don't know, 6 months, my preference has changed. I now enjoy Sam's Town more. Battleborn's okay. I don't really think that's as good as at all. Like, it's a good album. Like, it's an okay album. And Day and Age, I forgot about Day and Age. Day and Age is a pretty good album too, but Sam's Town is probably their best album. Just turned 10 years old last year. I should have known that it came out in 2006. I knew it turned 10 years old last year. Anyway, we got The Killers with their track Why Do I Keep Counting off of Sam's Town. Here we go. Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties here. Forgive me. That was not good. Anyway, I'm pretty sure I worked out what was the problem. So here we go. Why Do I Keep Counting by The Killers? Sorry.
Will I live?
That was Why Do I Keep Counting by The Killers. And the irony of me playing The Killers in a show about death is not lost on me. But that song specifically is a very powerful song. It's very dear to my heart, at least. The way it just talks about how he doesn't know if he can keep on living. He's not sure when death is going to come. Will he live to have some children? He doesn't know. I think it's a basic human struggle that most people can relate to. At least, I mean, everyone dies at some point, so everyone can relate to that. You know, when are you going to die? No one really knows. Anyway, up next, we have a song by the Wallflowers called One Headlight. And interesting fact about the Wallflowers, Bob Dylan's son, Jacob Dylan, is the lead singer of the Wallflowers, in case you didn't know. And my dad and Jacob Dylan shared the exact same birthday, which is something that's pretty cool, I think. Anyway, enough about me, enough about Jacob Dylan. We're gonna hear Jacob Dylan's beautiful voice in this song, One Headlight by the Wallflowers. Here we go.
So
That was One Headlight by the Wallflowers. It's a very emotional song. The idea that someone else's death could affect you so much is, I think, something that most people can probably relate to. Anyone who's really had someone important to them die can relate to that song, because he's just talking about how this woman's death, his best friend died, and he can't get her back, and it's affecting him even now. And I think it's a very common human struggle. Anyway, I gotta stop playing these sad songs, but I think I'm only gonna have time for one more song. I mean, I really don't have time, but I'm gonna play it anyway, because I love it. I love this. This next song is perhaps the most loosely related to death, but it's one of my favorite sad songs, I guess, and it's very sad. It's The Smiths, I Know It's Over, off their classic 1986 album, The Queen Is Dead. If you haven't heard The Queen Is Dead, well, you might have heard, what's that track? What's the famous one? Their most popular track is There Is a Light That Never Goes Out. That's what I'm thinking of. That's off this album. The Queen Is Dead is also off this album, obviously, and The Boy with the Thorn in His Side. I think those are probably the biggest songs off this album. Don't take my word on that. Anyway, but I Know It's Over, Never Had No One Ever, and Some Girls Are Bigger Than Others is a pretty funny song. Vicar and a Tutu is a funny. Smiths have a great sense of humor, but they can also write very sad songs, just like you're about to experience with I Know It's Over. This is going to be my last song. I was going to play Skeleton Tree by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, but that's an even sadder song, and I don't have time, and I have work to do today, so I can't stay here all afternoon. But anyway, we're going to play I Know It's Over by The Smiths. That's going to be my last song. I hope you enjoy it. I know one of my listeners does not enjoy Morrissey's voice, but, you know, she can suck it up. Just for this one song. It's one of my favorite songs. One of my favorite sad songs, at least. And probably one of my favorite songs in general. Anyway, I gotta stop talking. You know what? If we cut out all the talking out of this show, like, it would just be so much better. But I don't really care. Anyway, here we go. I Know It's Over by The Smiths, off their classic LP, The Queen Is Dead.
Oh, mother, I can feel the sorrow falling over my head. And as I climb into an empty bed, oh well, enough said. I know it's over, still I cling. I don't know where else I can go. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. See, the sea wants to take me. Knife wants to slit me. Do you think you can help me? Sad veiled bride, please be happy. Handsome groom, give her room. Loud, loutish lover, treat her kindly, though she needs you more. She loves you. And I know it's over, still I cling. I don't know where else I can go. Over, 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 over. I know it's over, and it never really began. But in my heart, it was so real. And you remind other. And why are you on your own tonight? If you're so very entertaining, then why are you on your own tonight? If you're so very good looking, why do you sleep alone tonight? I know, 'cause tonight is just like any other night. That's why you're on your own tonight. With your triumphs and your charms, while we're in each other's arms. It's so easy to laugh, it's so easy to hate. It takes strength to be gentle and kind. Over, over, over. It's so easy to laugh, so easy to hate. It takes good to be gentle and kind. Over, over. Love is natural and real, but not for you, my love. Not tonight, my love. Love is natural and real, such as you and I, my love. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, 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 mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, 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 mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, 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 mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my
That was I Know It's Over by the Smiths. You might be wondering, where's the connection to death in that song? It's kind of loose, honestly. Besides the lines like, the sea wants to take me, the knife wants to slit me. There isn't much, except the reason that I picked it for this, which isn't those lines. That's such a tenuous. But, Oh Mother, I Can Feel the Soil Falling Over My Head, is one of my favorite lyrics. He's anticipating death. He's already feeling death coming for him, but he can't do anything about it. He is in complete despair. The sense of foreboding is very, very great. He can already feel the soil falling over his head as he's being buried, left in the ground. It's a very sad song. Anyway, I'm gonna wrap it up here. You've had over an hour of my rambling, over an hour of my questionable at times music collection. So I'm just gonna end it here. Skeleton Tree is a good song. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. I'm not the hugest fan of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, but Skeleton Tree is a good album. It's got, and the title track, Skeleton Tree, is also a good song. I also recommend, what's the other one on that album? I Need You. That's quite a good track. But I'm not going to be playing it because I'm so far over and I really, really need to do some work. So I'm going to end it here. Shout outs to all the people listening. Let's see how many listeners. At one point I had 11 listeners. I have 5 listeners now. That's not that bad. 5 listeners on the internet, at least. I don't know if anyone's listening on their radio, but 5 listeners on the internet. That's pretty good. And so I want to shout out all my listeners, but I don't know who all of them are. Actually, I might. But I know Peter's not listening because I can see him. I can see what he's... I'm on Spotify, you know, playing my playlist, right? And I can see that Peter's listening to other music. That bum. Anyway, I have to shout out Hoey D and... Well, what's her... and Alex, I guess. They have their show, Don't Assume My Genre, on Thursday at 11 a.m. Also, of course, join me next week, because I know I'm your favorite WJRH radio DJ. Oh shoot, I gotta do the thing. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I am Will Moustakakis. This has been Radio Clash. I'm wrapping it up here. And anyway, Hoey D and Alex at 11 a.m. on Thursday. I guess because I think Alex listened to my show this week, so I guess that means I actually have to listen to their show next week. So pray for me. But I'll be listening to their show because Alex listened to my show. I didn't have to listen last week because neither of them listened to my show. But I will be listening this week. Neil, my favorite. Probably one of my favorite WJRH DJs, DJ Roomba, is coming on at 11 p.m. on Thursday with his show Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. Very clever title, Neil. Praise to you for that. And is that it? Do I have any other friends? Well, there's someone I'm not shouting out, which I already told you about, but I guess that gives him a shout-out anyway. Yeah. Shout out to T, I guess, because I know she's listening. This is pathetic. This is actually pathetic. I'm ending it. I'm ending it now. I'm putting you all out of your misery. I'm putting my show out of its misery, and I'm going to end it. You know, death with dignity. I'm going to end it. Just end it now. So I'll see you guys next week. I don't know what my theme will be, but I'm sure I'll come up with something. Or I'll make the playlist an hour before. Who knows? Anyway, goodbye. This has been Radio Clash. Please tune in next week. I really need the listeners. Anyway, goodbye. This is a long outro. Very long. I'm continuing it now, and I should not be. So goodbye. It's done. It's over. Bye. Leave. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Oh, what's... What are you doing here? The show's over. Go home. Kudos to you if you get that reference. You probably don't. Anyway, goodbye. See you next week. Oh, this is a great track. Dreams by Beck. Great track.